Good morning, my Entrepreneur Classroom family. I miss you guys so much, and happy belated holiday. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. If you don't, happy holidays. I miss you guys so much not being here with you guys last week, and I really was trying to come on anyway. But nevertheless, it was a holiday and I needed to cook. I was the cook. So I was so busy trying to get everything done before guests came over. So I have a, so the rest of this year is going to be dedicated to bringing forth that purpose, whether you want to be promoted or you want to start, launch, or even grow your own business. That's why we're here in the Entrepreneur Classroom, right? My life is going to be dedicated into just pulling that stronger you out of you. That's what I'm going to be focusing on for the rest of this year, because we have one more week in this November, then four in December. And listen, we are not too late to start something great, all right? So if you guys are not familiar with who I am, my name is Shani Salmon Godfrey, founder and CEO of Elevation TV Network, The Gifted Magazine's legacy consultant firm, and a few more others. So if you guys are not familiar with me, then you guys will be, by the end of this show, you guys, we're family, you guys will get to know me a little bit more. So today is going to be about failing forward, and I'm going to give you guys 7 tips to land on your feet after a failure. If you're an entrepreneur, or even a or you even work in the corporate world, we all have that moment when we fail, right? And we fail publicly. And those are the fails that really knock the breath out of us completely. And we really believe that we can't get back up, we can't do it, or we even change career, quit the job, go into depression, all of the above. So we're going to learn how to deal with those failures today. So when it do happen, because it will, it's just a part of being a human being, unfortunately, at least we know what to do in that moment. So let me share this little tidbit with you guys, and then we'll dive on into our lesson. So this past 4 weeks-ish at my job, because you guys know that I teach, and I teach in a college, I've seen new leaders be promoted and instantly they're demoted in that same breath, and even terminated in that same breath. And it's like leaders come, they're being trained to replace that current leader, and it's just a messy thing to where how they're treating each other. And it's kind of like dog eating dog, literally, right? One girl, she was there. She was not a nice person to anybody. And knowing me, I'm going to tell the truth. I told him, I said, I wouldn't speak to her if I wasn't being paid to speak to her. So that emphasized how horrible her personality was at the time with us. We got a new leader above her that was going to replace her, that she was nice, everything. When she replaced the girl or the lady, she pretty much had the same personality, just a different way of doing it. But pretty much the end result is the same. So say this to say that when they got demoted, it was hard for them to look us in our face, because they always, you always hear this saying, and again, I'm country, so I always come with the whole school stuff. And they said that be careful of the people you step on your way up, because you'll see them same people on your way down. And I saw that to be true, to where we are the same people that she did so bad to. And when she was demoted, well, you were our boss, but now you are our peers again. You work beside us again. We don't have to talk to you again, unfortunately. You don't tell us what to do. And now it's like torture for her. You know, it's torture for her. She can't look us in the face. It's just a bad experience for her all around. So say this to say that those are the type of behaviors that is how we treat people, is what make us, when we fail publicly, is such a hard blow to our core, because we're on this pedestal and on this high level. Good morning, Grace. And guys, I always love to thank her for bringing me on, because I love you guys so much. It's how we treat people publicly is what determines how we handle our public failures then. And I always say that, you know what? Yes, we fail, but it's not the end all, right? They always said it's not over till the fat lady sing. Well, it's not over because she's not singing. Yes, you may have failed, but that don't mean it's permanent unless you make it permanent. And it always become permanent because of the guilt and the rejection and everything that we fail, that we feel. It's funny. Here's what happened. When that girl was demoted, they was like, oh yeah, he congratulations. And they talk about her, her replacement. And they said to her, oh, it was her choice, which everybody knows it's never their choice. Let's be real. Financially, nobody's going to go from making a certain amount of money to less money doing more work. So they was like, oh, it's her. And then one of the my coworker was like, oh, congratulations for you and uncongratulations for you because you've been demoted. And everybody was like, oh. Kind of like we all was thinking about it, but nobody wanted to say it, but he did. So that's how, you know, so pretty much that's how we feel. So number one, own it. Own it. And that's where we're at with the girl now. It happened. She do not want to own it. So she's embarrassed. She can't look at us. So we can't work with her. And ultimately now she's not going to be there. You understand? She's going to be completely cut because nobody want to work with you if you are that type of personality. So own it. It happens. You launched that product. You published that book. You did that show. You applied for that job, whatever it is, especially with social media. When we fail publicly because we post it on social media. Hello, post a girl for, hey, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Okay. So my book, I have a book, Face the Lion. And my book was scheduled to be out in August for my birthday, but it didn't line up how I wanted it to come. And we know when we do our pre-launches and we're talking about it and we're building buzz and everybody's excited and the inbox is coming and everybody, the text message, the phone calls, I want that book. And I'm like, all right, we're in November. Where's the book, Shannon? And I'm like, hold up now. Hold up. The book is here. It's coming, but knowing me, I'm not launching no product that's garbage. All right, let's be real. It don't make sense to put all that work into a product with your name on it. That's garbage. That's not going to sell. That them same one is going to come back to you and said, for real, this is it. I done wasted my life reading this book for what? Right? So own it. It happened. My book is not published yet, but it will be soon. And I'm going to tell them, subscribe to the email list. When it do get published, I will hit you guys up and let you know. But a part of me felt like, oh my God, the disappointment. I let them down. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I didn't publish the book. And then I had to check myself like, girl, I'd rather I don't publish the book on the time frame I tell them I'm going to publish the book and it's a great product, then I do publish the book and it's a terrible product, right? Did that. Don't work. So own it. It happened. It's what it is. Then accept responsibility. A lot of factors contributed to me not publishing my book on time. But at the same time, ultimately, it is my responsibility. I always said I have a plan A, B, and C. Well, guess what? Now I'm just going to have a plan A to Z. If this don't happen, this is what's going to happen. Same thing with my magazine. My magazine was supposed to be published. The website was supposed to be launched, development, everything. Everybody dropped the ball. And then I had to own it. It is ultimately my fault. For your dreams, guys, for your business, for your goals, for your financial goals, whatever family goal, whatever goal you want, it is your responsibility to make sure that you live your dream. Ultimately, you have to rescue yourself. You understand me? Yes, you will have a great team and everything like that, but ultimately, it is your responsibility to make sure that that baby is well fed and well nourished. You cannot hand it over to somebody expecting that they're going to take care of the baby the right way, right? I talk about delegating. There's delegating and there is completely absence, right? So I wasn't on it. And when that happened, that was my life lesson. And I always listen to a lot of different speakers, and the speakers always talk about how they failed. And I'm like, hold on, your failure is my lesson. So thank you for sharing and teaching me my lesson, because to you, it's a failure. To me, it's a lesson, because I'm going to take what you did and I'm just not going to do it that way, or I'm going to improve it. You understand? And it's funny, I heard Grace saying that when she was younger, she was taking a test, she always looked for sequins. I thought that I was a weirdo. I was the only one that did it. And I used to do it. I used to sit down and see, okay, what was the last test I took? What pattern, what picture was it, was the bubbles making on the Scantron? And that's just how my mind works. When I heard that, I was like, yes, that's what you do with people's when they do speaks, when they do trainings, when they do webinars and trainings and different things. Take what you love and what pertains to you and what you feel like you can and improve it for yourself. All right. Accept responsibility. Tell the truth about it. When they ask, where is the product is still in development. It's not quite ready yet. Tell the truth. A lot of people run from that tell the truth part to where they go under a rock. They go under a rock and they kind of stay under that rock and they don't come out. And thus businesses fail, businesses crumble. You underplanned, you overestimated, whatever it is, the money didn't reach where we thought it was gonna reach. It happened. Own it, accept responsibility, tell the truth. Truth will absolutely set you free. And number four, be mindful of what you are willing to give up. Set that in the sand. That is your values. You understand me? That is your faith. Y'all, when I come on these lives with you guys, I'm trying real hard not to go in pastor mode because I am one and I'm so ready. And I'm like, all right, let me teach y'all about everything. But I don't want to preach to y'all, but you have to set values, whatever those values are, and you will be challenged. Those values will be challenged. Again, the leaders I told you guys about earlier in the video, they were faking all kind of records that shouldn't have been done. One of them approached me and I had to shut that down real quick. But again, all the main bosses was out on medical leave and on vacation. She was the only boss there. I could have lost my job, but I had to tell the truth, right? I had to own it. I had to be like, listen, girl, what you want to do is nice and all, but that's not what I do. I'm not faking anything. Do you understand me? And I had to say that with the risk of, oh my goodness, I might have to go find a new job. But truth will set you free. When everything when the big bosses came back and start looking, and my students was caught up in it, I was not. And my records was as it was supposed to be, and I was able to present it and say, here you go. So those are my values. And my boss was like, don't they know you're a Christian? How dare they expect that you was gonna lie? Right? We have to hold our values to our clients, our customers. All of them will put us, not all of them, but sometimes we will be put in a position to where our values are being challenged. If we say something, all of them is expecting us to do what we said or live that value or that morale, whatever that we set for ourselves. We have to hit the bar. All right. So, five, take positive actions. You failed. Okay. All right. It happened. We own that. What are you going to do to positively pull yourself up out of that rut? You need to have a plan for your success and a plan for your failure. If a client cancel on you, if the book publisher cancel on you, if the speaking engagement cancel on you, I'm hearing people that's public speakers and motivational speakers and preachers and teachers cannot get somebody to book them. Now, what are you going to do to keep your spirits high? Because people want that excitement. Really, we book you because you're exciting. That you're going to motivate me and empower me, that you're going to give me something that I didn't have. I'm on a little empty. And that's what we listen to you for, to fill us up a little bit more. Pour something back in. And if you are already down, you don't have much to pour into anybody. So find a way, put that plan in place. When this happened and I feel this way, this is what I'm going to do to pick myself up. Me, I listen to. If I'm in a creative rut, I'm going to listen to somebody that's creative. I'm going to watch their videos. I'm going to listen to their webinars. I'm going to go on their YouTube. I'm going to pretty much stalk them for that period of time, read their social posts. I'm pretty much going to be all in their business to pull myself up. All right, collaborate with a few people, whatever you need to do, but have a plan to put yourself back to reset, pretty much. Reset quickly. Run, exercise, whatever you do. All right, feel the pain. Number six, feel the pain. I'm medical. When you feel pain, that means that limb is still alive. No pain, dead limb. As long as you feel the pain about your goals and you feel the pain about your dreams, the pain about your business, the pain about whatever it is that you want to accomplish, you're in school. As long as you feel that pain, it's still alive, guys. It's not over yet. It hurts. You might fail a few things, didn't launch a few things. Some things might look raggedy. I literally keep all my logos from I started my business to years later to see how I grew, because listen, I was like, wow, that was ugly, but it worked. It worked. All right. So feel the pain, embrace it. It's a part of your growing process. All right. The pain mean is still alive. If you're not having pain for whatever you're doing, I'm sorry, you don't love it as much as you do. We love our children so much that if they were to hurt their finger, we feel it so much that sometimes new moms, we want to cry, or we end up crying ourselves because of the love for it. If something don't hurt you, you don't have any emotions towards it, well, really, you shouldn't be doing it because you don't love it. All right, and 7, release the guilt. Guilt is one of the biggest emotions that will make us just end everything that we're working on. We feel guilty. Did I disappoint my clients? Did I disappoint my tribe? Whatever name you want to call them. Did I disappoint someone? Then you feel guilty. When the guilt come, we want to retreat, because guilt is one of those emotions that nobody really want to feel. And rejection. People reject your product. I see people produce products and nobody buy it. Rejection will come in instantly and said, maybe I'm not that good. Maybe I'm not that creative. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And that's the busybody entrepreneur show up and be like, well, you try that one thing for 5 days. It didn't work. Try these other 5. Nope. Keep working at it. Years and years and years. I told you guys, I started my TV network. It was me or that one dude for about 3 months. And then after that, it was more. Then after that, it's more. Now I'm in the thousands. And the goal is still to grow. But nothing that you just start is going to give you that immediate wow. Starting my blog, it was one. I love them one, though. That faithful one day that keep coming. And the one keep coming. By the time you know it, they fall in love with whatever you're delivering. Then they share it. Then another one come. And then by the time you know it, it's like a wildfire. But keep your passion burning. That's what we are attracted to, is that passion and that fire that you have when you're producing your vision. All right? So 1, own it. It happened. It's what it is. 2, accept responsibility. They always said that a form of being a great leader, everything is always your fault. It's what it is. If you run a company, no matter what goes wrong, it ultimately comes back to you. You own it. All right. 3, tell the truth about your failures. 4, what are you willing to give up? You have to know your values, your faith, and know how much or what you are willing to give up. 5, take positive actions. Motivate yourself. That's just how you motivate yourself. 6, feel the pain. The pain is a sign that is still alive and well. All right. 7, release the guilt. Failure is temporary. Failure is temporary. This too shall pass. All right, guys. So I enjoy being on here with you guys. I love you guys so much. I love your comments. I love your inbox. I just love the conversations that we have. If you guys want, reach out to me, go to my website, shanisalmon.com. shanisalmon.com. I will put in the comments. Send me your comments. Send me your questions. Whatever you want to talk about, post it. Something that I said that you guys want me to elaborate about next video, let me know in the comments and I'll come on and address those. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys on your timeline, and I will see you guys Thursday next. Thanksgiving threw me off. Next Thursday at 7:30 for Motivation Mornings in the Entrepreneur Classroom. Share, invite your friends, invite your entrepreneurs, invite people that have a dream and a passion, and they are willing and ready to get started and get that fire burning, and let's motivate them, all right? And there's a lot more tips and tricks and printables and everything in the Entrepreneur Classroom. So share, add them, bring them over. Love you guys, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Bye, guys.